This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have seen the picture in your social media feeds this week, or maybe on an actual news site, of that car rolling off the assembly line at the General Motors plant in Lordstown, Ohio, the one with the American flag draped across the windshield. It is the last Chevy Cruze GM is ever going to make in Lordstown. The company says it does plan to invest in other plants that are making more profitable trucks and SUVs, part of that big restructuring we told you about back at the end of last year. But for the 1,500 or so workers at Lordstown who are about to be out of a job, those other investments, they don't pay the rent. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN in Cleveland, Adrian Ma reports.
The GM plant looms large in Lordstown, multiple buildings in a complex that spans almost 900 acres. As workers left their last Chevy Cruze shift, some gathered across the street to protest. Some held signs urging GM to save their jobs. One of them was Melissa Tonkinson. She says the last few months since GM announced the layoffs have been hard.
I go through stages of severe anger. I go through severe stages of hurt. But my reaction has physical consequences on my kids. So I've had to sort of like try to, you know, do the best I can do with it.
GM says it's not shutting the plant down. Instead, it says the facility will be unallocated, which essentially means the lights will stay on, but no cars will be made there. GM spokesperson Cheryl McCarron didn't want to do a recorded interview, though she says anyone who wants a job and is willing to relocate will have one. But David Green, who's president of United Auto Workers Local 1112, says that puts his members and their families in a tough position.
So people don't know what to do. Do they transfer? Do they stay and wait it out? It's a pretty big gamble.
And he says it's sad to see what's happening to the plant, given its proud history here.
1966 could be the beginning of a new era for the quiet crossroads community of Lordstown, Ohio.
This is from a GM promo film for the Lordstown plant not long after it opened. 5,000 new jobs, it says. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
With the demand for new automobiles increasing, General Motors is determined to have enough facilities to fill the need.
You also get that sense of history talking to John Davies Jr. I met him at the Union Hall a couple hours after his final shift. Growing up in nearby Niles, Ohio, Davies says he always dreamt of a job building cars.
My mom always laughed about it. When you talk to kids and you hear them say, when they're little, they want to be a fireman, they want to be a police officer, they want to mine, I wanted to work at GM.
He finally got that job in 2007 and spent most of that time since helping to assemble the Cruze. On Wednesday morning, as the final Cruze rolled down the assembly line, his supervisors told him he could leave. But instead, he lingered, following the car as fellow workers put on the finishing touches.
We didn't say goodbye. We said, we'll see you, and we'll see you again, because we're all having hope that we get another product, so nobody wanted to say goodbye. So it's, I'm choking up now, I'm sorry, but it's hard. It's real hard.
Davies says he's applied for unemployment benefits. He doesn't want to transfer because that would mean commuting a few hours and spending the weekdays away from his wife and daughter. The local union says on average, workers at the plant earned about $30 an hour. And until the plant's future becomes clear, the union is helping workers like Davies apply for jobs or enroll in training programs. And Melissa Tonkinson, who's 57 and was at the plant protest, may be one of them.
For now, I'm going to sign up to go to school and maybe start a second career and get in the position where I can just walk away.
What would be your second career if you were going to switch?
I will tell you this, it won't have a darn thing to do with cars.
The UAW is currently suing GM. The union says the company's violating a bargaining agreement and wants a judge to rescind the company's decision to unallocate the plant. GM says the suit has no merit. In Lordstown, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.